Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Ma'aseh. In Mishnah Dalid, we have already concluded our textual analysis of the Psukim of Vidui Ma'aser, and we have some final thoughts about the Vidui Ma'aser, final reflections. Mikan Amru. From this analysis, Chachamim noticed and said and learned, Yisrael Mamzeirim Misvadim, Avalo Gerim Velo Avadim Shechorim, She'in Lem Chelik Ba'aretz. When we look carefully at the Pasuk, the Vidui has said, Ve'esa Adama She'in Asata Lanu, the land that you gave us. So the Mishnah points out that that means that only born Jews can say Vidui, because they have a land that Hashem gave us. We have an inheritance, inherited land that was a Nachala for our ancestors. Someone who is not a born Jew cannot say that, because he was not given the land. But a born Jew can. Doesn't matter what status he has. Doesn't matter if he's a Kohen Gadol. Well, we'll see in a minute, maybe not Kohen, but it doesn't matter if he is the greatest righteous tzaddik. It doesn't matter if he is of the purest lineage. It doesn't matter even if he's a mamzer, who is a person that is a very, very low lineage. His lineage includes illegitimate relations. And nevertheless, he's still a Jew. And he can make, he can say Vidui Ma'aser because he was a born Jew. But converts and freed slaves, Avadim Shechorim are freed slaves. When an Eved Kenani is freed, he becomes Jewish. He becomes a member of Klal Yisrael. So he is essentially a convert. Even if these are great righteous rabbis, it doesn't matter. They still can't say Vidui, She'in Lehem Chelek Ba'aretz, because they have no inherited ancestral portion in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Meir Omer, Af Lo Kohanim V'Levim, She'lo Nadlu Chelek Ba'aretz. Rabbi Meir says, well, you know, the truth is, this is also true for Kohanim Levim, because the land of Israel was divided among the Shvatim except for Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi explicitly did not get a portion in the land. And so therefore, members of Shevet Levi, whether they are Levim or Kohanim, they too cannot say Vidui Ma'aser, because they can't say V'esa Adama She'in Asata Lanu. Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi says, you know, Rabbi Meir, that's an interesting thought, but you're missing an important part of it. They actually can say V'esa Adama She'in Asata Lanu. Why? Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yesh Lehem Arei Migrash. The Torah specifies at the time of splitting up the land among the Shvatim that the Levim are to be given 42 cities. These cities are called the Arei Levim. They're also in our Mishnah, they're called the Arei Migrash. And the reason they're called Arei Migrash, Migrash is a field, parkland, because in the description of these cities that we're supposed to give to the Levim, the Torah is very descriptive of the way the city is structured with the city, and then there's fields, and then there's parkland. And so, therefore, they're called Arei Migrash, because the Torah specifically describes the parklands around them. But these Arei Migrash are fields of, are cities that belong to Levium. And so Rabbi Yossi says, the Levium can say Asher Nasat Lanu because they were given these cities as a Nachalah.